Good morning. How are you going?
Oh, we're good. This is it. It's here tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Women's footy.
Finally.
200 years in the making.
It's been a long time coming, but it's, yeah, like you said, it's finally here.
I heard the launch during the week was, I heard it was emotional. All the captains.
Oh, well, Susan Alberti was crying.
Yeah, all the captains on stage. I saw a lot of photos of the captains in their uniforms smiling. How did it feel for you?
Yeah, I think it's just exciting. We've all been waiting for it, and it's been such a long time coming, and it feels like yesterday that we were just at the draft, and probably 2 years ago when it was announced that they're thinking of having a women's comp, and now we're finally here. We're on the day, and we're about to play.
I think it's exciting across the city. I coached a girls' footy team for 3 years, and it's sort of dissolved because there was no path for women to sort of continue on, and there's some super talented girls playing in state teams and stuff. And now it's just reignited, like AusKick enrolments and stuff are going through the roof because of you guys. Do you feel that there's that momentum?
Yeah, I think that's the best part. Or for me, I find it so exciting because I've only transferred across to footy in the last year, and I used to play netball, but the reason I didn't play footy was because there was no pathway.
Yeah.
So I think knowing that for young girls, and we can now give them an opportunity to look up to being a football player as when they're 5, 6, 7 years old is incredible.
It's magic. My 7-year-old daughter, Dali, is starting AusKick this year for the first time.
Oh, great.
Yeah, because of the women's comp. She said to me the other day, I didn't know women could play footy.
Well, no one did till now.
You can, mate.
And you've got, like, your jumpers are going to be sufficiently different that a girl would want to buy one, I reckon, and wear it to AusKick and go,
yeah,
it's a woman's Bulldogs jumper.
Yay.
Or a Blues jumper. Any truth in the rumour that the footy cards for the AFL women's are going to be selfie shots?
Oh, I haven't heard that one, but it's an interesting one.
Did you make that up?
Yes, I did.
He just made that, don't.
He just made that one up.
I think that would be better than the standard handball balk sort of poses of the past.
Yeah, you're right. I could give you my best selfie shot.
Sure.
Do you have a day job? All the women have day jobs, don't they?
Yeah.
What's yours?
I'm a lifeguard and a massage therapist.
Great.
Right.
Okay, so lifeguard.
All very sporty.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Wow, good for you. I mean, wouldn't it be great if you didn't have to have a day job, though, if you could just play footy?
Absolutely.
How far away do you...
That's a dream, hopefully.
Yeah.
I think probably a few years off net yet, but like you said, I think it's awesome that we've now got a women's league and there's opportunities for girls now to either cross codes or start playing footy from a young age.
The other thing I've realised as I like think this through way too deeply, your end of season trip's still going to be in summer. How awesome.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
We'll get some good weather, I think.
Oh,
and how do the finals work? I saw the cup on the TV this week, but obviously with just 8 teams, you're not going to have a 4-week final system. Will it just be the top 2 sides in a grand final?
Yeah, top 2 sides. So we'll have 7 games, and then the top 2 will play off in a grand final on March the 25th.
Congratulations on all of the above, Sarah. Well done.
Thank you very much.
The Blues and the Pies tonight, Icon Park from 7:45.
Free. It's for free,
it's
mate.
It's free. That's right. Michelle, you're going?
I'm going, yes. I'm off
to see
the Bulldogs play on Saturday night at Witten Oval, yes.
You want to get a membership, you can, for the women's team and the men's team at memberships.carltonfc.com.au. Thank you for the chat this morning.
Thank you very much.